Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to This with Krish, the show where I like to talk about just funny things, sometimes real things. And today we're talking about germs. Now, let's rewind a little bit. When my son Liam was born back in 2018, Shannon and I were first-time parents, which means we were basically scientists in lab coats trying to raise a human bubble boy. Okay, everything was organic bed sheets, organic BPA-free bottles, organic cotton onesies. Honestly, if Whole Foods, you know, had a maternity ward, we would have checked in there. Okay, and this goes out to all the first-time parents. You're doing all the right things. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise, because when you are ready, if you have a second child, you'll totally know how we feel about doing that all over again. As we had our second child, we weren't as meticulous about buying all of that stuff. Now, we were a couple that, you know, literally wiped everything inside of diaper bags, I mean, car doors. I mean, we were, I'm not kidding. If someone sneezed within a 5-mile radius, my wife and I were on Amazon ordering air purifiers, which we did do. But you know, as parents, we were doing our best. At the time, both of us were working, trying to make it all work. Shannon, my wife, had just started a new teaching job closer to our home, which we had purchased, I guess, the year prior, right before we got married, actually. Timing-wise, we were just flawless, right? She didn't have any maternity leave as she moved to this transition to this new school. So literally 3 weeks after the baby was born, she was already in new teacher orientation. While I'm trying to figure out how to swaddle a baby who pretty much looked like he was auditioning for a burrito commercial, okay? And because the daycare, sorry for coughing into the microphone, but because the daycare we chose wouldn't take a baby until he was 6 weeks old, those first few weeks were super chaotic. And thank God for our neighbors, Jesse and Wade, the Smith family, and one of our church friends' daughters, Emily, who was, I think, a senior in high school at the time, and our friend Brandon's now wife, Kaden, they all kind of stepped in to help us, okay? Seriously, if it wasn't for them, Liam might have been raised by maybe DoorDash or Uber drivers or the mailman. I don't know. You know, fast forward to November of 2018, and I was just setting the stage. I don't know why I even talked about all that, but it was a fond memory, so here we are. But in November of 2018, Liam was about 4.5 months old. Okay, one night Shannon calls me into the nursery and she's like, she's got this look, okay? You know, that one that says something's super wrong and you better not try to Google it or Wikipedia it or what's that doctor website or whatever. She looks at me and she says, "Krish, Liam is breathing weird. I think we need to take him to the hospital." Now, Shannon had just sent me this text. I hadn't even seen the text. It was a video. And she had recorded him breathing. And she had also, prior to sending it to me, shared it with her mom's Facebook group. So there's a mom group that she was part of all these moms that were having babies around the same time, and they all just kept in touch. And it was a powerful organization, right? Forget the CIA, forget NASA, FBI. Facebook moms can diagnose pretty much anything before the ER can even print your wristband. They were all like, look, that's not normal. Take him in. He's, I think they call it retractions, right? The retractions are so off. So off we went. And I remember it was late. I can't remember what day of the week it was, but I do know that I had a pretty important business trip scheduled and to fly out the very next morning. And I thought, okay, maybe it's going to be just a quick thing, right? Nope. No, it wasn't. We got there, and within hours, our little tiny 6.5-pound baby boy was admitted with RSV. Now, he was 6.5 pounds, so this is just a tiny little boy. But look, if you've never heard of RSV, it stands for syncytial, I'm saying it all wrong. I'm not a doctor. That's why I'm not a doctor. Basically, it's like the flu, okay? And it's like the flu and a cold had an evil little baby. And it's a common virus that hits the nose, the throat, and the lungs. And it is brutal, and I mean brutal on babies. Every symptom looks like it's not serious until it is. And just like the flu and maybe even COVID, it spreads fast, especially during the fall and winter, which, hello, we're in the fall. And it's starting to get cooler. And so look, there we were, okay, in this hospital room, 7 long nights, 8 long days, an entire hospital floor filled with babies on oxygen. The entire floor. Actually, I think they had like 2 floors full of these kids. And ours was one of them. Shannon, my wife, literally slept in a crib with him every single night. And I still don't know how she did it, but she's a little lady as well. But the nurses would come in every maybe hour or so to suction his little nose so he could breathe. He was on a oxygen ventilator. It was one of those moments where you realize all those organic bottles and sheets didn't quite matter as much, especially when you're staring at your child fighting to breathe. Our family came through big time, visiting, praying, loving on us through it all. And big shout out to all of you, cousins and family members. Even though it was super terrifying, right? That amount, that abundance of love, that's truly what sticks with you. So why am I telling you this story, right? I talked about simple, you know, parenting, and I guess hopefully you heard germs are real. We all know that. Whether you're in you know, in this place where COVID was or wasn't a real thing, whatever, right? We can all joke about stuff, but, and I always do. But the truth is, babies are fragile. News alert. Their immune systems are still learning the ropes. And whether you believe in those masks and vaccines or essential oils or, you know, that you got from your cousin's side hustle, just remember this, don't touch babies that are not yours. You know, going up to someone's baby, it's like, oh, look at it. It's different like when you're petting a dog, right? The dog can at least bite back. But don't go up to them and start squeezing their cheeks and getting all these grubby, nasty ass hands. Sorry, I'm going to have to re-record this. Maybe not. Seriously, keep your hands to yourself. Admire from afar. Wave, compliment, but no touching. I got a little passionate there. I apologize. Look, wash your hands, sanitize, cover your cough, and even, look, and if you're sick, stay home. No baby needs your germs more than you need to attend that brunch, okay? Because here's the truth. Shannon and I went through it again with Brinley, right? When she was about 1.5 years old, she got RSV, and it was, you know, I think she had it twice, if I can't. Maybe I'm just blocking things out now, but it was short of that time. But the fear and the worry, the memory is still very, very real. When she was 1.5 years old, her immune system was a little bit stronger. We spent 3 days in the hospital, I think, or 2 days, versus, you know, Liam, like 7 or 8 days. Look, this season, as RSV, as flu, and everything starts floating around like a microscopic mosh pit, remember, germs do not care how healthy you think you feel. Protect the little ones, and maybe even yourself, okay? Now, parenting, or parenthood, teaches us a lot. Mostly humility. You can plan, you can research, you can sanitize, and still, you will find yourself, you could find yourself in a hospital praying over your child. But you also realize how resilient those kids are as well, right? And how faith, how community, and love are stronger than fear. Get your people, get your community together, because you're going to need them. Maybe not today. Hopefully, I'm praying, not tomorrow, but at some point. Be cautious, but don't live in fear either, right? When we started out buying all that stuff on Amazon when our, before our son was born, I remember it was just like, oh, we got to get this, we got to get that. Look, germs are invisible, but so is grace. And that's what carries you all through it, not just buying super uber expensive cotton or organic sheets. Now, this is a very short episode, and I just wanted to kind of stop and share that, right? Today is actually Veterans Day, so happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for the families that support their spouses and their loved ones. But I wanted to put this out almost as a PSA. If you like this episode, share it, rate it on Spotify, YouTube, check it out. Check out thiswithchrish.com for more stories in our brand new newsroom that is going to be a healthy dose of articles that are on subjects and topics of economy, finance, politics, faith, sports, parenting, family, and much, much more. Catch me on YouTube for this video version and on pretty much any podcast streaming platform. This is a very short episode. I have a ton more episodes this week. Especially if you want to hear all about kidney stones, I've got one about that. I've got some bottled water episodes, and we're going to get into the thick of alcohol. What we're going to do is have an entire episode about alcohol, alcoholism, folks that are successful that don't drink alcohol, aka Donald Trump. And congratulations for the United States and both parties coming to some conclusion on this government shutdown. If you haven't checked out the article that we wrote on thiswithchrish.com, go check that out as well. Look, you guys are always a blessing. I shared last week, we hit over 250,000 streams across platforms. The energy and the buzz is still there. I'm going to continue to do this. I was down for a little bit. I did have a kidney stone. So I'm going to share about that, not too graphically, not too much detail, but I'm going to share about the weekend that we had in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. So stay tuned tomorrow for that episode as well. As always, I love y'all.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.